Only by God.
Precious and loving God, we thank you for your presence in all ways. And we thank you for the ways that you open doors for individuals to find their pure, true identities. Precious God, as we hold this conversation today, I am blessed because I get to hold this conversation with my dear precious son, who gets to share with you today his journey of finding his pure, true identity. Precious God, as we celebrate your realness in the path of all people, we say thank you. Precious God, be with us in this time of celebration so that we can say thank you. And precious God, as I celebrate with you the identity of my dear son, I say thank you. Be with us, our precious Lord and Savior, as we find our wholeness in your identity. Amen. Do you say amen?
Amen.
So today, as we celebrate these videos with you, as I take some sabbatical time away from worship leadership, I get to share with you a pure, deep reality with my dear son, Hunter Davis, that he finding his pure wholeness and his identity with God. Precious community, as you listen to this podcast today, I share this podcast with you in a celebration with my kid, that my kid has found not just his name, not just his identity, but his wholeness with God. So today, as we celebrate this conversation with you, that will be our worship conversation. I say thank you for joining with us. And I'd like to thank my son, Hunter Davis, for joining me. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
To talk about his identity with our worship community at 1501 Kelly Street. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
So I have to share.
Yes, you need to do the outing story first.
I have to share this reality of how that I, do you believe that I accidentally outed you? Do you believe that?
Yes.
I truly.
I did give you permission, but it wasn't, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting a German.
I was blessed with the permission giving of outing the narrative of my dear son, Hunter Davis. Can we at least agree with that?
Yes.
But I did it a little bit further than any of us expected. Would you agree with that?
And a little more than I was comfortable with.
So one Sunday, I'm sitting at church, and I wanted to share this narrative with our worship committee at 1501 Kelly Street at Oceanside, California, about what it means to be caregivers to the greater society. Would you at least agree with that?
Yes.
And within that narrative, I began to share this story of how that I was at a Spencer gift store in Roanoke, Virginia. Can we at least agree with that?
Yes.
I went to this.
Sorry, you guys are going to hear laughing all the way.
I went to the Spencer gift store in Roanoke, Virginia, and shared how I went in, and they had flags for bisexual friends. Am I correct?
Yes.
And they had flags for LGBTQIA+ friends. Am I correct?
Yes.
And they had flags for transgendered friends. Am I correct?
Yes.
So I went into this Spencer gift store in Roanoke, Virginia. And the question that I asked the cashier that day is, am I buying the correct flag for my transgender son? Am I correct?
Yes.
So I asked this dear friend that day in this Spencer gift store in Roanoke, Virginia, am I buying this correct store, this correct flag for my transgender son to show them that I support them and I love them? Am I correct?
Yeah. Should I tell them the colors, how the flag looks? So the top and the bottom are both pink. The next row under the top one is blue. The next one up from the bottom one is blue. And then the middle is white. That's how it looks.
Yes, and that is a transgender flag. Am I correct?
Yep.
So I'm in...
Sorry.
Say it again.
I'm so sorry. My voice did a weird thing.
Well, I'm so sorry because that day, as I'm celebrating this reality, in your life, with our worship community at 1501 Kelly Street, is, all right, did I at least share with you that I was going to talk about the story about the flag?
Yes.
But did I say that I was going to completely out you as a transgendered individual?
No.
So I'm sitting there in this worship experience, and I'm sharing this beautiful story. And it is a beautiful story of a moment that I had with a cashier at Spencer Gift Store of, hey, is this the right flag? Because I want to be supportive of my son who has come out to me as a transgendered male. Am I buying the right flag? Because I want to support my son. And that day, the cashier turned to me and said, you know what? I really wish that my parents did the same thing for me when I came out to them. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
So we exist in this reality that I was trying to be this pure-hearted person sharing with our worship community, that there are individuals that want, that desire their families to care for them. Would you at least agree with that statement?
Yes.
And I tried to share that, but as I shared, hey, is this the flag for my transgender son? I want to be supportive for my transgender son. What did I actually do to our worship community?
Out me.
I outed my dear son, Hunter Davis.
And then, wait, but you need to do the sentence you said. You need to. Said, I need my son, Hunter, to know that I love him. I don't think that's the correct quote, but it's close enough.
So, actually, that's very fair. What I shared that day in this worship setting is I need my son, Hunter Davis, to know how much I love him, to know how much I support him in this new journey in his life, that within all things I celebrate his identity for who he is, and who he will be, and who he will always be in the eyes of God.
And then picture that sentence 17 times over again.
Yeah. But I was sharing this with a dear individual at Spencer Gifts who desired for their family to share that love with them. Can you explain for a moment, Hunter, how powerful that moment was for an individual to know that another person's parents loved another person so deeply for their identity that they loved them enough to buy the right flag? Can you explain that?
It probably made them feel really, really good because they probably know the they know their circumstance so well that knowing that there's a circumstance that is different and that is full of hope gives that person hope that their future could be better.
So unfortunately, there are too many friends that exist in reality whose families have pushed them aside because of who that they have discovered themselves to be and their identity of sexuality. Can you explain that for a few minutes?
And gender identity. Yeah. Okay. So it makes them, well, I'm sorry.
So I really caught you in a really hard space. So let's talk about you for a few moments, because we do a podcast. Can you explain with our friends and our worship community what our podcast is about?
So we do a podcast called The Single Age Show, which is basically showing the transitioning journey and trying to help people understand that, yes, I am trans, but it's not everything about me. It's only like 0.5 or 1.
It is a part of your whole identity, but it is not all-encompassing of your whole identity. Is that correct?
Yes.
And today, what I want to talk about is you are able to be an individual that's able to have a wholeness in your identity with Jesus Christ, while that you find your wholeness in your sexual identity. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I want you to talk about what open spaces is. That's actually what I want us to talk about this podcast, because open spaces has created in you this opportunity that you can find your wholeness and your sexual identity, as well as you find your wholeness in your gender identity, as you find your wholeness in your spiritual identity. Would you mind sharing with that?
Yet, get ready for a 5-minute conversation that's from me. So, open space is where anyone who have been pushed out from the other side of the United Church, the other side of its view, we're all welcome to come here and come together and worship in our own way, and let everyone know that they're connected and are welcome to open space.
So I'm going to jump in. I was going to let you just speak, but you just made a very profound statement that I needed to explain. We exist in a worship environment as United Methodists that's finding some separatism within that worship environment. Within that worship environment, we find ourselves as individuals within what will be known as the Wesleyan Covenant Association, the WCA. And the Wesleyan Covenant Association has found their identity in a more conservative expression of Wesleyanism. Individuals that have decided that individuals who proclaim their identities as LGBTQIA+, as transgender, as gay, as lesbian, individuals that are finding their wholeness and their identity. I'm going to try my very best to explain this the best as I can. But they are holding on to a more conservative mindset of that understanding that they are exclusive of our transgender or gay or lesbian friends. Does that make sense?
Yes. That is a more simplified version of what I said. Thank you. And so that's going to be the play that we can all come together and know that we are loved no matter what. And no one will question us and help make us the best version of ourselves as best as we can possibly be.
And I love that beautiful. It was a beautiful expression that Judith just made. The most beautiful expression of who we are and who we can be. That was very beautiful, the way that you said that.
Thank you. So, open space is where we're all going to come together and have fun and play games and talk about the Bible and talk about Jesus Christ and figure out our way through our identity if we are questioning it, if we have found the parts that people have questions about it or have questions about us being it.
That was very well said, because we kind of exist in this time frame that we have force friends to question their identity in Jesus Christ as they're trying to find their identity in love, as they're trying to find their identity within themselves, as they're trying to find their identity in sexuality. We have as over the years, in a denomination that have forced dear friends away from our communal denomination, because these dear friends are on this journey. And it's not about who they want to have sex with. I hate to be that blunt. Excuse me.
No, be blunt.
It's not about who they want to have sex with. It's this journey of them trying to proclaim who they are as individuals as they interact with Christ. So please be as honest as you can. Your journey is not about who you love. It is about who you are. And if I'm correct, say yes and explain that more.
Yes. Why? I don't get why it matters who you have sex with or who you love and the reason behind it. People love who they love. They like who they like. I'm going to be very blunt right now. Please deal with it. Please try to understand why they like who they like. And please understand that people love for the person, not what is between your legs.
All right, you're giggling about that, but that's fair. Because I want to share with our dear friends listening to this conversation. And this is going to be one of our video sermons while I'm away on our leave. You know, we get into this conversation about LGBTQIA+ individuals. And for individuals, it becomes this conversation of sex. I'm not even going to say sexuality. It becomes a conversation about sex. But
that's
for you,
reproducing.
But for you, it's not that. This is your journey about discovering who you are. Can you express that?
Yeah. It feels like there's a number of steps before it clicks in your head and the feeling behind it. Mine happened in a weird way. I was at scout camp and I decided Hunter for my camp name. And then everything else clicked about stuff in elementary school that I didn't understand why I did it. And it then made sense the second I said, yeah, I'm Hunter. And the first time I wrote it down on paper at school made me feel so good.
So I want you to express that for a few moments, because there was this freedom that I saw in your journey as a young person. And it wasn't about an identity journey. It wasn't about a sexuality journey. It was about you discovering who you are. And one of the blessings that I have as a faith leader is this blessing of allowing individuals to open up doors, to find their place at the altar of Jesus Christ, to find a chair at the altar of Jesus Christ and just sit at that chair and realize who they are in the embodiment of Jesus Christ. And you had this beautiful opportunity, and we took you and you got this beautiful haircut and this big, beautiful smile on your face because of that haircut. And you were able to wholly find the embodiment of your identity. Share that.
I want to add something about that haircut. So my hair used to be like halfway to my waist. And the second that hair got cut off, it literally felt like weight came off, literally and figuratively, of the weight of literally having 16 inches of hair, and the weight of, oh, wait, yeah, this is another thing, oh, yes, this makes me so happy, oh, this is how I think I should have looked from the beginning.
Well, let's talk about that, because as we are individuals on this faith journey, we're trying to proclaim who God wants us to be, right? And you got this haircut and it freed you to truly be who you are. You found this name at scouting camp that freed you to be who you are. So explain that for a moment in your faith. How did that free you in your faith to be you?
That felt like I'm like, oh, this is why I kind of, so usually I had a lot of guy friends actually, and I'm like, oh yeah. Oh, wait, that's the reason why I did that thing, and it made sense. And the freedom of finally realizing that, oh, yes, I am who I am, no matter what. And no matter what people might say, I'm always gonna be welcome, because I knew that you guys were, you, JAPD, and Rick were always welcoming and would be willing to understand, or at least try to understand. And it made it easier to go in and go, we need to help out and make a new branch of Open Space. And
so it's our blessing to be a part of Open Spaces, because this becomes our faith expression of this journey that you've been on. So our dear friend, the Reverend Brogan Hunt in Escondido, California, is beginning these outward expressionary places of faith practice for individuals to participate in. Would you mind sharing about for a few moments your journey with Open Space?
So, once upon a time, I came up to you at church going, hey, I have a gay straight alliance at school. Why don't we have one here at church? And then you brought it up. You sent email to all the other pastors. You sent an email to the bishop, and we had a meeting. And then I basically had most of the meeting of talking about a gay-straight alliance and how it would work in the church. And then they went, oh, I just got an email from Open Space. I'm going to have a meeting with Open Space after that. This is weird that the meeting matched up perfectly with that. And then we had a meeting with Reverend Hunt and
Reverend Claire.
Reverend Miss Claire. Mitch Claire. And we had a meeting, and now we're here with a project on our way.
And now, beginning on what we understand is April 23rd, we're going to have this new gathering in the South District of the California Pacific Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. This open, inclusive gathering of individuals who can just come and celebrate Jesus Christ without any form of repercussion.
Yes.
And what a beautiful opportunity. And a lot of this sparked, Hoot, with your willingness to say, hey, Dad, why don't we do this?
Yeah. It's crazy to think about now.
And the timing that you asked this was the same timing that Reverend Claire and Reverend Hunt were asking about how can we create this open, inclusive space for individuals to celebrate their relationship with Jesus Christ, their emotional connection to Jesus Christ with other people. Do you understand how profound it was that your willingness to ask that question at that right time? Do you understand what doors opened?
It's crazy how many. I don't think it's done opening doors.
And I hope it's not done opening doors, because I hope what we understand as open space will become so large and so profound that so many dear friends can find their seat at the altar of Jesus Christ's love. So thank you for being willing to ask questions at the right moment, to open doors at the right moments, to have conversations at meetings in the right moments, because this did not just open doors for you, but I hope it opened doors for so many others. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for participating in this worship conversation with me. Your name is?
Hunter Mills. Your name is?
My name is the Reverend Michael Drew Davis, and may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.